So if you are just tuning in, you're listening to me, Kavita, here. We are down at the podcast show, and I've got Ruth Fitzsimmons with me from Podfront. Hey, Ruth, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you? I'm good. I'm delighted to be here. What a great crowd we have today. It's really exciting.
It's good, isn't it? Have you seen any talks or anything yet?
Yeah, I saw one of the Amazon Wondery talks this morning about kind of going international and just how they have reversioned some of their podcasts into multiple languages and slightly altered the content to make them accessible to local audiences. So that's just really fascinating, this idea that they are taking, you know, big hit podcasts like, you know, Business Wars or Doctor Death, and then reversioning those in everything from kind of French or German to Spanish and Japanese, and also they're doing it in India as well. So it's really, really fascinating, and they're finding local stories in some cases to bring to the surface. So I find that really, really interesting, this idea of kind of podcasting following a little bit more like that TV model, where, you know, it's the format that becomes really important. It's not just about the kind of host personalities, although there's the space in the podcast industry for host-led podcasts as well. But yeah, really fascinating.
That's so interesting. And the fact that, because when you were saying that, I was thinking about, you know, the TV shows that we see in foreign languages, and they've just been changed by having subtitles, for example, and you can't really do that with a podcast, can you?
No, but like then you think of things like Call My Agent, you know, which was, you know, or 10%, who is a really big French podcast who is very, very popular, TV series. And Netflix has just reversioned that into an English version set in the UK, where the storylines, I think, have slightly changed. So I do think it is really interesting. You know, there's some format-based podcasts, like Business Wars, for example, that, you know, are about the scandals of different businesses. So I think one of them was Blockbusters and Netflix and how they went up against each other. And they're taking that story and reversioning it. So yeah, really, just it's really dynamic. And I think the size and scale of everyone here kind of just shows where we are in terms of podcasting, you know, how much more developed podcasting has become over the last several years.
And it is so busy and it's so buzzing. Yeah, it's really, really exciting. And tell us more about your life in podcasting and what Podfront actually is.
Yeah, so I've been involved in podcasting in kind of quite some time now. You know, I originally came from a production background. I used to make programs for everyone from LBC here to the BBC. And really, I got exposed in the podcasting world because I made all the BBC Olympic podcasts. But then I worked at Audioboom. And then in late 2019, we set up Podfront. You know, it was such a different space when we came in at that time. What happened was we had two equity partners. So Stitcher on the one side is this huge American podcast network. You'll probably know them. They host the likes of Super Soulful Conversations, Oprah Super Soulful Conversations, or, you know, WTF with Marc Maron, Conan O'Brien, On Purpose with Jay Shetty, and I Weigh with Jamila Jamil. So really big celebrity-led podcast is really what they specialize in. And they're huge. You know, their shows are massive. And then on the other side, we had Wondery, which was, you know, this kind of growing network, which was creating its own very unique style of podcasting. So Dirty John, Dr. Death, you know, and, you know, kind of Business Wars and a large number of those. And, you know, they both were looking at the market and kind of going, okay, well, we're huge in the US, but how are we monetizing outside of the US? How are we growing internationally? And what Podfront was set up to do was, you know, to essentially, as a joint venture, to represent them. So, you know, we set up a sales team here and they were selling across their inventory here in the UK, but also giving an opportunity for UK brands to buy into America and into that American podcast scene as well. And the landscape was just totally different when we came on board. Like, you know, back then, there was like three big podcasting companies. You know, there was Acast and Dax and Spotify or Audioboom, and, you know, that was it. Now there's a lot more, as you can see when you look around this room. But also, that meant a very limited amount of opportunities for clients. And also the revenue was just totally different as well. Mm. Like it was, you know, 23 million a year was estimated. And now the latest IAB numbers puts podcasting revenue in the UK at 53 million a year. So
Whoa.
I know, in just 2 years.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. The growth is really, yeah. really incredible. So yeah, it's a really exciting time for the industry.
And what's the future for advertising within the podcast industry? Do you kind of have to change as the times change?
Yeah, and we have seen a lot of change, I think, over the last few years. You know, I think, you know, the pandemic obviously kind of spurred some of that on. I think a couple of things that we've seen kind of change over that time is brands have become more bold, and there's certain brands that are buying into host reads more than they were in the past, or sponsorships more than they have in the past, and that's amazing to see, because we know that they're the most effective ad format, are those host read endorsements. But we've also seen, you know, programmatic grow a huge amount during that time as people look for efficiencies. And also, I think just bigger brands coming into the space, you know, I think as brands get more comfortable that this is its own medium with its own talent, and it's also now reaching 41% of the UK population, you know, bigger brands are starting to say, yeah, we want to get involved. So, you know, it's not just the traditional mattress companies or food subscription boxes, although I love both of those things. We're also seeing much bigger agencies and brands kind of coming on board.
What's the most exciting thing you've worked on with Podfront?
Oh my gosh. Like, I think it's just so exciting to go from, you know, literally nothing, just a business plan.
Yeah.
That was it. Like, we have a business plan. That's our idea. To this year, you know, we set up a sales team. We've grown the sales team out. We've, you know, grown our network out. So we now represent not just Stitcher and Wondery, but also NPR, National Public Radio, which is like the BBC of North America, NBC. We also represent Bauer Ireland. And actually, I can announce that we are also going to represent a Sports Social podcast network, which is really exciting. So, you know, that's also going to be like a big new thing for us with a lot of sports, dedicated UK sports network. And that, you know, last year alone, we grew our listenership, our reach by 57%. So really big growth there across the board. And I think that all came to a kind of head this year. We've been nominated for at the ALF Insight Awards for both best sales team and best startup in 1 year, which is amazing. So, yeah, I would say don't launch your startup in the middle of a pandemic because that was hellish. But how amazing that we've gotten through it, and now we're all at this event on the other side and very excited.
That's phenomenal. And what's the future then for Podfront?
Well, I think for us, you know, what we're really excited about is this continued growth, you know. And I think, although, yes, the economy is facing some challenging issues, what we are still seeing is that the listenership is growing. Our equity partners are seeing an opportunity because they've seen the results. They're investing more in UK original content. So Wondery last year invested in creating British Scandal. And going back to our original point, that's actually a British version of an American show that they've made for here with Alice Levine and Matt Ford. And if you haven't heard it, it's amazing. I'm really obsessed by it. The latest miniseries was about Jeffrey Archer, who I vaguely remember when I was a child and did not know that story.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. It's so good. He's, like, really... It's just like a scandal, a proper good old scandal, you know, of someone who wanted power and was willing to lie in order to get that power, you know. But also, they've covered things like spy cops, which were, you know, officers from the Met that infiltrated environmental groups, and... They in some cases, they were in relationships and had children with some of those women. It was just extraordinary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've heard that one.
Mm-hmm.
They've investigated a number of those, and it's really, really great. So, you know, we also are now the exclusive seller for all of Amazon music podcasts, which is amazing. And so that has included the likes of Dr. Rangan Chatterjee's show, but also, you know, John Bishop, ZZ Mills, Plus 44. So it's just great to see more investment in UK content because, you know, I think that's the thing that is amazing about the UK is, you know, it's a real creative hub. And, you know, on a TV side, we've always known that you see a lot of TV production companies that export their ideas internationally, and it's great on an audio side for us to start to see that as well.
That sounds brilliant. And as a listener, Ruth, what are the favorite or your favorite podcasts that you're listening to at the minute?
My gosh, I have so many.
Apart from British Scandal, of course.
So apart from British Scandal, I'm also listening to Scamfluencers, which I'm really obsessed by. So they're literally, it's like they pick a scam. Someone who's a scam artist, a con artist, and each week they talk about, or every kind of like over 2 weeks, they talk about that scam and how they got away with it or how they, it's really good. It's really, really good. I definitely recommend it to anyone. I'm listening to one which is about this influencer from Brazil, and she literally starts up this religious movement. And
I know who you're talking about.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
long dark hair.
Yes.
I know.
This is such a crazy story.
They're making a TV show about her as well.
Oh my God, I can see why, because every part of the story is so insane. She adopts 50 children or something insane like this. And then she basically uses her influence to become a pop star, but also make money from her ministry. So yeah, it's really, really good. So I definitely, that's the one that's on my current playlist.
I've got so many recommendations now.
I've got loads. You just need to tell me what you're interested in. Don't worry.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Ruth.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
Hey nerds, I'm Sarah, the paper nerd. And if you've ever wondered what goes into that greeting card you just sent or received, well, quite a lot. Get your paper fix on The Paperfold, where I host an enchanting mix of personalities and players all nerding out on my favorite topic, stationery. From the designs of our snail mail communications to the precious space created when two people correspond, there's a lot to cover. So come grab a seat in the stationery community's only 5-star paper salon, The Paperfold, now part of the Evergreen Podcast Network.